Shot Ready by Stephen Curry. Narrated by J.D. Jackson, with a preface read by the author.
Preface. I leave the house early in the morning while my kids are still asleep. It's July, so the school parking lot is empty when I drive in. But I know the code to let myself into the gym. This high school gym is on the short list of courts I can use in the summers without anybody knowing. The key to these summer workouts, as in most things in life, is getting started before everyone else's day begins. Usually I meet my trainer Brandon Payne here and we focus on the technical details of a particular shot that's on my mind. We practice not until I get the shot right, but until I can't get it wrong. But today, it's going to be just you and me. With one switch, four lines of fluorescent ceiling lights flicker to life and hum over the hardwood. I give the ball a hard dribble because even here in the practice gym, intensity and intention are important. Warming up, I look out at the five empty rows of blue pullout bleachers that line the court. As a kid in an empty gym like this one, I would picture a crowd filling those seats. It was just this sort of atmosphere, a small gym away from the crowds and distractions, where I put in most of the hours I spent learning the game as a young player. A few years into my career as a Golden State Warrior, I realized these gyms were still where I was most comfortable. Being here now grounds me in the memory of my earliest lessons. No matter how good I feel like I've gotten, I always come back to the basics. I was never the most gifted athlete, not the highest jumper or the fastest runner or the tallest player on the court. In college, I looked like a middle schooler trying to age himself up with a mustache so thin it seemed drawn on. Depending on my haircut, I'm still only 6'3 in a league where the average is 6'6. But the work carried me through. I fell in love with the grind. You have to. With the sacrifices that it takes to be great, you have to find joy in the work you do when no one else is around. I hate when coaches or trainers on the internet talk about the unseen hours that go into being successful, because it makes that sort of preparation sound mysterious and secretive. But when I talk about the grind, I'm simply describing the most important hours in any pursuit, the ones we invest in ourselves. I do this work in the gym in isolation. There's no defense. There's no live action. But even alone, I practice with a shot-ready mentality, training as if the stakes are high and the clock is low, so that I can rehearse finding balance in the midst of great intensity. Even in a high school gym like this one, I can recreate the feeling of a tied NBA game with seconds to go by conjuring the scenario in my imagination and playing through it. I spend so much time practicing in this feeling so that even under the bright lights and crushing pressure of a real game, I can easily fall into an unconscious flow and execute my training. Of course, I'll still feel all the nerves, but I don't let them linger. Instead, they pass right through me. What is left behind is a calm that allows my training to kick in. And then I deliver. Being shot ready requires practice, training, and repetition, but it rewards that work with an unmatchable feeling of transcendence. My peak experience of joy is when I can lose myself in the poetry and rhythm of a fast-paced game. When there's no time to think and there are nine other guys flying around me, but I have the ball in my hands and somehow know exactly where it's going to go. This joy is only possible because of what I do in this gym. The hours I invest in practice and watching film. And then when the moment of truth arrives, I can let go. It's the ultimate freedom.